This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Well, it probably is not going to come as any surprise, but it has happened. A decisive and official maneuver. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has taken the legal step to dissolve her marriage with Ryan Scott Anderson, ending the union that lasted just shy of 2 years. You'll remember Ryan Scott Anderson as the man who professed his love over falling in love with her as she was depicted as a disabled, mentally handicapped child in a documentary. But for Ryan, that spelled romance. Just saying. This development, confirmed by the reputable source of People, marks a significant turn in Blanchard's personal saga, further substantiated by the LaForge Parish clerk of the court via an email that pinpointed the filing at exactly 1:58 p.m. local time. Annette M. Fontana, serving as the LaForge Parish clerk of the court, conveyed the procedural steps forward, saying, quote, "The filing has been sent to the assigned judge for review and to schedule any hearing dates if necessary." The initial announcement of their separation was made by Blanchard herself through a statement shared with People magazine from her private Facebook account on March 28th. This disclosure came 3 months following her early release from prison, revealing a time of transition and personal reflection. Blanchard openly shared, quote, "People have been asking what's going on in my life. Unfortunately, my husband and I are going through a separation, and I moved in with my parents down in the bayou. I have the support of my family and friends to help guide me through this. I'm learning to listen to my heart. Right now, I need time to let myself find who I am." The statement underscores, obviously, her journey towards self-discovery and the importance of familial support during the challenging times. Amidst these developments, Blanchard's close friend and tattoo artist, Nadia Vizier, who's 22, revealed to People magazine that a pivotal argument had precipitated the end of Blanchard's marriage, saying, quote, "He got in her face and screamed, a confrontation that triggered fears of physical violence, fears informed by Blanchard's traumatic past experiences. However, Blanchard acted swiftly to ensure her safety, and legal counsel was promptly consulted, highlighting her resolve to protect herself and move forward from the altercation. Following her separation, Blanchard reconciled with her ex-fiancé, Ken Erker, a gesture symbolized by their decision to get matching tattoos. This act of reconciliation and reconnection was described as, quote, "very cool" by Erker's mother, Rihanna Williams. She said that to People magazine, showcasing a supportive network rallying around Blanchard during her time of change. Because who doesn't do that? When you break up with one, you go to your ex, you get a matching tattoo. That's a sign of healthy thinking. The backstory of Blanchard and Anderson's relationship is complex and intertwined with Blanchard's prior conviction and imprisonment. The couple's initial connection was formed while Blanchard was serving a sentence for her involvement in the death of her mother, Claudine D.D. Blanchard, a case that, of course, cast a spotlight on the abuse Blanchard endured and the tragic outcomes of Munchausen by proxy syndrome. Their relationship, maintained throughout the correspondence, culminated in a modest jailhouse wedding in July of 2022. Blanchard's parole release on December 28, 2023, after serving 8 years, marked a new beginning and a transition to a life with Anderson that Blanchard anticipated with both excitement and uncertainty. Reflecting on her life's trajectory, Blanchard expressed her unfamiliarity with cohabitating with a man, giving her upbringing by her mother. The sentiment was echoed by her father, Rod Blanchard, in a 2023 interview where he voiced preference for his daughter to have delayed marriage until she had fully acclimated to life outside prison. He affirmed his support regardless of the marriage's outcome, highlighting the unconditional love and hopes for Blanchard's happiness. In a move to navigate her new circumstances with discretion and focus on personal growth, Blanchard, I don't know if you knew this or not, in March deleted her public social media accounts, which had already gained millions of followers. This decision was advised by her parole officer, aimed at minimizing potential complications that could jeopardize her parole status, demonstrating Blanchard's commitment to moving forward responsibly and thoughtfully in her post-release life. There you go. Not really surprised by this whatsoever. Don't wish ill on anybody. You want happiness for people, but in this sort of a case, it needs to be done correctly. And she needs time to heal before jumping into something else that it sounds like was a very bad decision. That's the latest on the Gypsy Rose Blanchard story. Is this the last we have about it? I guess only time will tell. I'm Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of the stories we follow for you right here. Thanks for listening.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.